Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up, Saturday Nation? Man, oh man, oh man. September 14th. It's the best day ever. Sam Crowley, your humble host of the number one motivational show that you'll ever find on the planet Earth or anywhere within the solar system. The Everyday Saturday podcast. It's my pleasure to have you with me for a few minutes today to inspire, to motivate, get you up off your ears and get rocking and rolling. Planning out, just going through the agenda this morning for the Atlanta event. I want to talk about podcasting at that event. I want to talk about speaking, you know, and I'm thinking about why would people go to a live event to listen to me speak? Like, why would that happen? What would get somebody to get away from the family, put away, maybe take a day off of work because it is a Friday, Saturday event, travel, incur the cost of airline or gas in the car, a couple nights in a hotel? What would get somebody to do that? And I was thinking about, you know, I want to teach about podcasting because this is what I've been doing my entire career. This is how I launched my brand. And where all brands should be launched, inside of the walk-in closet of your master bedroom, which is where I actually started speaking into an old Sony laptop back in 2005. Never in a million years did I envision still doing a podcast 13 years or 12 years later. But I can't imagine today not doing the show. I just can't imagine not getting a microphone and trying to share just whatever wisdom. And look, I've been talking for a couple minutes. If you're just listening to the show thinking, who in the hell is this guy talking about? What's next? Like, what do you want to leave as your legacy? No, it's not who I am. I'm just telling you what I'm doing today. You know, I just want to fill you in on what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about the Atlanta event. You can go find out all about it. Go to mymomentumclub.com. You can actually get a ticket to the event. Two tickets to the event for $47. They're regularly $97 just by joining the Momentum Club. And there's a VIP upgrade there where you and I can spend time together one-on-one the night before. We're going to have a little private training in there, myself and a couple of my coaches. We're just going to hang out, shoot the breeze, and get to know each other on a more intimate level that night before. There's a VIP reception. So go to mymomentumclub.com. The live event's in Atlanta, and it's going to be October 27th and 28th. And I'm thinking about the agenda, talking about podcasting specifically. When I got started, keep in mind, those of you that know the story, I lost everything, a few hundred thousand dollars in a bankruptcy, bad decision. And man, my confidence was shot. I mean, it was just gone. There ain't nobody that was going to listen to me that knew me because they knew I was broke and they knew I was an employee and they knew I was stuck in this cubicle working for the man, and it absolutely sucked. What's funny is I went from the corner office running the show to being in a cubicle, so that made it even worse. But here's the thing. And I use kind of the biblical reference. I use this one all the time, and I don't know the quote, but I do know the story, that Jesus was just another carpenter in Nazareth. That's all. He was just another carpenter. When he got outside of his hometown, then he was a big deal. I mean, that now he's Jesus Christ. Now this guy's a miracle worker, and he's walking on water, literally. And the game changed when he left his hometown. And when I got out of my hometown, the metaphor for me was getting the hell out of the office and going out and speaking. Because when I would speak locally, even in Cincinnati, at the Rotary, at the Chamber, the library, I mean, these weren't paid gigs, guys. I mean, I find it hilarious looking at speakers online who sell this speaker training and go out and make 100 grand your first year. You ain't making 100 grand your first year. You ain't making 100 grand doing anything your first year, okay? This is just so counterintuitive. It's like we're all smarter than this. We know better, but yet we fall for it. Hold on, Sam. I know somebody. My Aunt Gladys started an online business, and she made $106,000 in her first 9 months, Sam. So it can be done. And I'm in a Facebook group where there's people making that much money every month, Sam. Yeah, let me tell you about your Aunt Gladys, okay? If that's true, congratulations to Gladys, okay? She's the anomaly. Not saying it never happens. I'm just saying it ain't going to happen. Okay, so you read between the lines with that one. You want to build a long, look, we're talking about building a long-lasting brand. We're not talking about push-button profits and all that crap. And that's what I teach, I will be teaching, and I always talk about it at my live events, because when you build the brand and the brand is you, it never goes away until you take your last breath. If I get hit by a bus today, you know, yeah, the whole Sam Crowley brand kind of, the live stuff, certainly. I can't podcast anymore. I don't know. Wouldn't that be an awesome show? Podcasting from beyond. And now we're talking about something. That could get me more listeners right there if I could figure out a way to podcast. But I won't know until I get hit by the bus. But in all seriousness, building you as the brand is always a better option than hitching your wagon to something else. Being an affiliate is nice money, but that's quick money. You can make $100,000 a year being an affiliate, selling other people's products. All of that is great, but it's not you. And everybody is born an original. Most people die a copy because they give up their power, man. They think, well, my product isn't as good. My message isn't as strong. That's the enemy talking to you. Can I preach just for a minute? That's the enemy feeding that chronic bullshit into your mind, saying, I'm not good enough. You don't know my story. You got all you need, man. You got your intellectual property. You got your life experience. You got the ability to communicate. It doesn't matter if you can talk. I'm living proof that you can't speak and still build a speaking career, build a living. But you don't even need to be a speaker. You can be a carpenter, mow lawns, mortgages, legal stuff, affiliate marketing, webmaster, whatever it is you want to do. But boy, you start buying that crap put into your head that you don't have, fill in the blank. What don't you have? Just fill in. None of us got everything. We only got what we got, and what we got's enough to go out there and be independently wealthy. Independently wealthy being defined as passive or regular income coming in on a monthly basis that exceeds your bills. That's all you need. Calculate your bills, and look, here's what I used to do. Well, I can't really count that. That's not really a bill. It is a bill. If it comes in the mail every month or online in your inbox and you're accountable for it, that's a bill. DirecTV, Time Warner, Comcast, that's a bill. Wi-Fi, yep. Cell phones, you got it. Well, the Nordstrom car is down to $100. It's a bill, okay? Calculate them all up. Figure out what you need each month coming in to make you independently wealthy. And figure out, you're going to go after real estate? Maybe that's what you want to do. Invest in real estate, foreclosure, tax liens, all of that. You could do whatever it is, any of that. Or you can do what I do, whatever it is. But I'm putting together this agenda in Atlanta. I'm thinking, why would somebody leave their home to travel? We had people from at the Cincinnati event as far away as Vancouver, British Columbia, which I know personally, being there twice in the past few years. That's an 8-hour trip, man. It's a long trip. And their lives changed. He had people there from California. Their lives changed, okay? And lives change meaning they got confidence now and they have an idea of what it is they're going to do. All I can do is plant the idea. I can't actually do the work for you. That's where you got, and you wouldn't want it any other way. You wouldn't want somebody else doing the work for you. You want to do it because then that gives you a sense of accomplishment. But when I got going many years ago in this racket, and I say that lovingly, in the podcasting racket, there was less than 400 shows on iTunes. Now there's over 350,000. Think about that, man. Starting out when there's less than 400, now there's 350,000. But just having the vision, that's where momentum starts. Momentum starts with the vision. And then you take action. Do you take little action? Yeah, okay, well, you're going to get little results. What's little result? I'll try it. I'll give it a shot. You give it a shot, you're going to get shot with a big old bullet of mediocrity. That's all you're going to get. Mediocre results, average results, and then you're going to, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Now, you take big, big action, what are you going to get? You're going to get big results. Are they going to come tomorrow? When are they going to happen, Sam? I don't know. It might be 5 years from now. Is that so bad? You'd spend 40 years in a job. You can't wait 5 to get paid from your intellectual property. That's kind of stupid, don't you think? I mean, that doesn't even make sense. And again, I'm not a smart guy. I ain't too sharp. And no one's ever going to see me and say, it's a smart guy right there. Whoa, Crowley. SATs, ACTs, Harvard educated, that's the guy, academia-wise, you want to hit your wagon. No, man. You know what people say about me? It takes action. You know, I can get done. I get done. Done. Done is the new perfect. Did you catch that last show? Done is the new perfect. And how do I know that? Because I just like to get stuff done. God gave me this ability to sift through crap, all the adversity, because I go through the valley. I've got bouts of depression. I've got bouts of inferiority. I've got bouts of just waking up and not wanting to get out of bed and the covers over my head. I got all of that. I'm human. Anybody who says that they don't are lying. Tony Robbins battles through bouts of depression. Jim Rohn battled through bouts of depression. Zig Ziglar battled through bouts of depression. I don't give a crap what they're trying to sell you. They do. They have. The difference is they were in tuned enough to their own wiring and how their body works and how their mind works that they can plow through that stuff. If Tony Robbins ever sat in my living room and said, I never have a bad day, I'd laugh my ass off. You're just a liar. You're lying. That's not true. It's impossible. It's just impossible. Sorry. If you're not medicated, you're battling these inner demons that we all have. We're human, man. You got the enemy trying to take you down at every single turn. But God has given you also the ability to fight that. You don't need the medication. You have it all inside of you, all right? And this, as I think about it, I'm putting through this agenda, this is the kind of talk you're going to hear when you come to Atlanta, because it's going to talk about inspiration, motivation. Yes, we're also going to talk about online marketing. I'm also going to train on podcasting, specifically how to create, grow, monetize your show. Basically show you what I do on a daily basis here. The show you're listening to, it's kind of behind the scenes. How to build a speaking business. I'm going to go over that as well. I just want to share this stuff because I don't know. When's the next event I'm going to have? Not another one, I'm guessing, in 2017, because this one's the end of October. Taking the family to Disney World the middle of November. Then you got Thanksgiving and Christmas. It's over. It's probably the next event's in 2018. Do you want to hang out? Do you want to learn? Do you want to be inspired? Do you want your new year to start in October and not have to wait till January? Well, then do it, man. Just go. Are you kidding me? $47? That's ridiculous. Go to mymomentumclub.com. Send me an email. Let you know you joined. You'd be inside our Facebook group. You get access to my product called the Speaker Success Vault, 40 different videos and audios and PDFs. You could build your online speaking business just going through that course. There's no charge. In addition to the monthly magazine, our first issue comes out this month, Momentum Magazine. There's so many perks. Don't wait. Don't sit there and say, oh, I don't know. I don't know. Then you're not. You're just not serious. You can continue to listen to this show. I love it. I love the listeners. But at some point, man, you got to take action. Even if you can't make it to Atlanta, come on board the club for $47 so we can inspire you every day with much more than just a podcast. All right? So that's what's on my mind today. What's on your mind? Thanks for the pics coming through Instagram. Love it. How are you listening to the show? Let me see, man. What are you doing when you listen to the Everyday Saturday podcast? Your everyday life. I share mine with you. You share yours with me. That's the connection, man. And I want to share Atlanta with you as well. Get yourself there. Everybody's got $47, all right? My daughter, my 9-year-old, has $47. Or is she 11? She's 11. She used to be 9 at one time, though. Everybody's got $47, but not everybody's got the ability to take massive action and act on that. Make it happen, okay? It's Sam Crowley. How can I serve you? Let me know how I can serve you. Hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Instagram, every day is Saturday. And let's connect and stay connected and inspired. Are you with me? Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.